The state of Illinois is doing an average job of meeting the oral health needs of its residents, according to the group Oral Health America. The advocacy group released its 2003 report card in April, grading each state in areas ranging from prevention and access to infrastructure and policies. The report card gave Illinois an overall grade of C+ and a D in access to care for Medicaid patients. However, Illinois got good marks for having a plan addressing oral health needs.
The plan was developed by going to different parts of the state and having town hall meetings in Champaign and other areas around the state and trying to find out from not only dental providers, public health departments, hospitals, consumers, right across the board. We got input from people on what's broke essentially in Illinois and what areas we should look at. We were one of the first in the nation to put together a plan of this nature, a comprehensive plan.
Cook says the Illinois plan has a number of goals. The state wants to raise appreciation for the importance of good oral health, remove barriers to care, collect basic information about dental health, and get people from public and private sectors to work together. The state plan has already been successful in bringing people together for discussion about oral health issues. And Cook says that has kindled some improvements. He points to Springfield, where services have expanded for low-income families at a public health care center. Also, four areas in Illinois are developing plans to fight oral and pharyngeal cancer. And dental students at the two dental schools in Illinois now spend more time training in public health settings. But Cook says with the current state economy, funding is in short supply for things like sliding fee clinics and public awareness campaigns. And he says Medicaid improvements, such as higher reimbursement rates and adult preventative services, are unlikely to happen soon.
There is an oral health advisory committee within the Illinois Department of Public Aid, and many organizations, including IFLOS, have a chair at that table, and that's one of the issues that we stress. We'd really like to see adult dental services expanded and improved oral health reimbursement rates. Before we started this last legislative session, we were very worried that oral health would be the first one cut, because in the past that's what has happened, and basically no one rose up and made a big stink out of it. So that wasn't the case this legislative session. This legislative session, we stood up and said oral health is very important.
Dr. Louis Lampiris is the head of oral health at the Illinois Department of Public Health. He says raising Medicaid reimbursements is an important part of improving access to care, but it's not the only answer. He says communities need to find innovative ways to work together.
The answer will come from the community. We have an access problem. We have a problem, a silent epidemic of dental disease affecting some of our most vulnerable, low-income children, the frail elderly, folks living with developmental disabilities and chronic diseases, but that we can get a handle on the problem.
One example of community action state officials are excited about is the Champaign County Child Dental Access Program, which provides services for low-income children. Health advocacy group Champaign County Healthcare Consumers, along with other community groups, was instrumental in creating the program. Claudia Lenhoff is director of the CCHCC. Lenhoff says the state's oral health plan has set valuable goals and encouraged discussion and outreach, but she hasn't seen much evidence of real change at the state level. Lenhoff says, though, locally a lot is happening.
Recently, you know, there has been success through community collaboration in raising awareness about the dental problem, talking about it as a general health problem, and we've gotten some programs going. And the exciting thing to me about it is that we didn't wait around. Our community did not wait around for some health care provider or some oral health expert to get things going. You know, the community, lay people who aren't healthcare providers or oral health providers, got things going, found partnership with oral health providers. The dentists, for example, participating in the Child Dental Access Program, joined enthusiastically and willingly. They're willing to do what they can. All kinds of people are willing to do something, and I think momentum is growing.
The experts agree curing the state's oral health problems is a complex issue, but not one that's high on the state's list of priorities right now. They say it's up to local community members to make sure all residents enjoy quality oral health. For Smile Healthy, I'm Lynn Crandall.